All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so a lot of news today. Also, too, I can get to the phones as well. Mike, there's a comment out there now from the head of UEFA. Fans at games is not far away. I'm going, this is all turning on a dime here. If you told me 2 weeks ago governors in California and New York would be saying we want sports back and welcoming them there and we'll be partners with you, if you would have told me that seemingly the NBA would be all but a shoo-in to return with the reports today about Disney hosting it, if you would have told me that Notre Dame would have kids on campus, BC, colleges, Ohio State getting their football players back on campus June 8th, and then an AD going out and saying, yeah, I mean, look, guys, we don't really care who else plays. We're playing. And, we think we can get 20 or 30,000 fans. If you would have told me these things 2 weeks ago, I would have said impossible.
Sure.
Wholly impossible. Or certainly if you said it a month ago. I mean, does anyone feel like, hey, listen, guys, I'm fired up. I mean, it's 65. It's sunny. I wish I had a drink in my hand, but I don't because I value my job and I don't want to lose it. But, like, we're partying here. I mean, this is some good news. This is really good stuff amidst a total disaster going on up in Midland, by the way. Did you just catch the reports now, Mike?
I've been seeing headlines,
Dow Chemical has said that the spillover has now commingled with their standing ponds. Oh, Jesus.
That's terrible.
Can 2020 just end already?
I know.
What a disaster up there.
That's terrible.
Sorry. I'm just making the point. There's a lot of big news here. Give me a few of the ticket techs.
Yeah, Mike, I think the fans would be in stadiums at 20 or 30,000. I don't think they'll get 100,000, but I could absolutely see 20 or 30. Very realistic.
If they put 25,000 in the big house, would you go? You, mister, I love game days
in
Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I would. Yep.
You would.
Yeah, I mean,
what if it was 25,000, 25,000 mandatory mask?
If it's required, yeah, I'm not going to. I haven't thrown a fit about the masks like other people have.
I didn't say you did. I'm asking a series of questioning.
No, I'm just commenting.
Gauge your. David, would you go?
If I had
free
to wear,
tickets, if Michigan, had, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, because you already said if I had to wear a mask, well, my answer is no.
You wouldn't if you had to wear a mask?
No, because I've already said on these airways that I don't want any restrictions if I go to a game.
Understood, and I forgot your declaration. Shame on me.
Right. Would you go to Spartan Stadium, not the big house?
Well, first of all, there's the problem, is I've kind of given up going to games because it's just not fun anymore.
Well, theoretically, you were talking, right.
Theoretically,
and you
as
hate Spartan
I sit
Stadium,
here.
As you've said, for many, yes. many reasons.
I honestly wish they'd knock it down.
Not the pretzels,
point.
Though. The pretzels are good.
As I sit here today, the only way I can answer this question is by sharing a very honest conversation I had with my wife, where kind of like now the game we play is look at all the stuff we're canceling this month. And, yeah, obviously the Belmont Stakes is back. I was supposed to be there. Yeah, that ain't happening, etc. And we talked about Saratoga and how that's out. Like, there's just no way. They're not going to run it with fans and if whatever. But I said to her, I said, you know, if with Memorial Day coming up, I said, if you had asked me in late February when we were on vacation together, that this is where the world would be, I would never believe it. And much in the same time frame, 3 months, if you said to me that 3 months from now, airlines were still operating at 10% and restaurants were not operating at a higher rate, or sports had nobody at it, or whatever it may be, I don't know that I would believe that either. I mean, when we really look at this, how do we know what 3 months from now is going to look like? The answer is I don't. But as I sit here today with where the data is heading, and we're learning more about this disease daily, we're learning that masks do work. We're learning that there are rapid developments that, God, I hope we can get them into the most seriously ill people quickly. But, Mike, the short answer, in a hypothetical world, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, told me there'd only be 20,000 people at Spartan Stadium, I could create my own space and wear a mask, and it was a beautiful day like this, and they're playing Miami. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you and say that inside, the answer is no. Could it change? Of course it could change. Of course. See, I mean, who knows? But I think I said to my wife, I said, what if places are opening up Labor Day? And it's before I start my football schedule, where I work 6 days a week and I'm never really available to do much of anything. What if? Would you get on a plane Labor Day weekend? Would you go somewhere? And we didn't know the answer, but it wasn't a hard no. It certainly wasn't a yes. It was, let's see. I don't know. I had the conversation with a friend of mine who travels for work. Work, travel for him is vital. I'm not going to tell you the industry because I don't. That's not fair. Then you're going to ask me a million questions about him. He's a very interesting man. And no, it's nothing like salacious. It's just a very unique industry. The point is, I said, when do you believe you're getting on a plane again? And he said, honestly, without my job, probably the holidays or January. With my job, probably September or October. I don't know.
See, and I want to clarify my answer here, because I don't want people on a ticket text or people listening saying, oh my gosh, David doesn't care for masks. He's against masks.
That's not what you said.
That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is, to me, we're talking about the fall. When I talk about today, when I talk about tomorrow, we're talking about the fall, which means this is a few months away. In my mind, I think if you're still wearing a mask there, or if they're asking you to wear a mask at a stadium, there's still a high risk there. And I have kids at home. I have a pregnant wife at home. And if I go to a game after the child is born, now I have a newborn at home. I don't want to have to be sitting in the stadium with a mask thinking, oh my gosh, it's a possibility. What if? I don't want to be there thinking that.
I don't think anybody who makes the decision to not do something has to explain themselves. You owe no one an explanation. Makes total sense. And I don't think people who do things safely need to explain it to anyone either. The only people who have to explain themselves are people who go out and act like idiots, screaming in people's faces, coughing on people intentionally, not wearing a mask, throwing a party when you know you shouldn't be throwing a party, etc. They need to explain. You doing what's right for your family, you don't need to explain a GD thing to anybody. It makes total sense, David. I only asked the question just because I value you and Mikey's opinion, and we're all here talking to each other. I'm really pondering this Gene Smith thing, and I know no one's interested, so I'll just move on. 248-539-9797.
Screw that. Let me say this to the people right now, because I know you don't believe that people will call in and people don't want to talk about this. I think that question in itself is interesting. And I think maybe if we have to relate it to the people to call in, would you attend a game right now? Would you feel comfortable attending a game, as we all just answered that question, if it was 30,000 people in Spartan Stadium, in Michigan Stadium, in wherever?
No.
I think a lot of people would, if they're honest with themselves.
If you did 25% capacity at Spartan Stadium and the Big House, 25% capacity, and you had to wear a mask, and it was a beautiful day like this for the home opener, would you do it?
Would you go? Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm not saying no to it.
See, I wonder. I wonder where people are at, because I would. I think a lot
I'll
of people
you
would. I think a lot of people would go.
You want to know where they're at? They're on their patio,
which is great.
Or their driveway.
Yeah. No, it's great.
And they're drinking and they're staring into the sky. That's what they're doing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.